know when you hear the music, it's time. Now is the time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. Tom Edison, that's right, that's my real name. Hey, there's a million and one things to talk about. So many things happening. The truckers are out there protesting. The world is behind the truckers. And we all wish something would happen for the better, as usual. In fact, well, it's not as usual. You know, it's the Super Bowl tomorrow. But people are really more concerned about what's happening with the trucker protests than what's happening in the Super Bowl, you know, because humanity's future is on the line here. We need, the revolution is beginning to start, and we need to fully revolt from the New World Order that controls every government in the world, including the United States and including Canada. And that's where the unity is coming from. We're all against this New World Order telling us what to do, lying to us, because the New World Order owns the major media networks. You know, basically all the TV broadcasting companies in the world are owned by the New World Order. That's right. And they have been part of the scamdemic from the beginning. You know, the news, they're owned by the crooks who run the world, the criminals who run the world. You know, the elite, they are the enemy of mankind. And they control our governments, and they control our television stations, and they control much of mainstream media. And this is what the rebellion is against. We're tired of being controlled, and in a wrongful way. You know, I don't care if you understand it or not, but I just have to emphasize one more time. The vaccines have been put out to kill you on purpose. It's not a conspiracy. It's a reality. And there is so much evidence to prove that this started a little over 100 years ago, the segment we're in now. I mean, the world has been controlled by those behind the scenes for hundreds of thousands of years. And every once in a while, a small bit of humanity finds a little breathing room, but it quickly gets stifled out. We're in the final battle now from, you know, between good and evil, the spirit world, the demons and the believers in God, the servants of God, you know, and the anti versus the anti-God. So, you know, much more important than the Super Bowl is the game that's being played out on Earth here. You know, it's a serious game, too. We have the anti-God demons against the servants of God. We, the regular people, are the servants of God, and so is the Galactic Federation that's here. I've talked about it before. You don't know about the Galactic Federation? Listen closely. Look it up. 2012, that's 2012portal.blogspot.com. And you can find out what's been going on intensely in the last couple of years, plus what's on the menu, the event coming up, plus, you know, the speeding up of this event could happen sooner if we get more unification amongst the people. You know, if we had real leaders out there somewhere, and the truckers are showing that they are some of the best leaders around. Unfortunately, they don't have the legal support behind them now to bring down the government totally. And the last week, I gave some important information, and I'm going to give it tonight, too. You need to declare, you need to take control of the narrative, whomever you may be. If you're the truckers in Ottawa or in Australia, you have to take control of the narrative. You have to be out there every day talking about every little lie that mainstream media says. You can't let them get away with making these false statements anymore. All the quack doctors telling you the vaccines are safe and good for you, they're all fucking liars, period. They're all bribe takers. They're all backstabbers. Some of them are not even human beings. Their video images are clones put up there to tell you that what you should do. And everything they're telling you to do is basically tricking you into harming yourself. I feel sorry for the people that went out and got the vaccine. They wanted to be, thought they were doing the right thing. They weren't, okay? You didn't help matters any, but at the same time, don't let your mistake aid the dark side, who tricked you into harming yourself by putting poisons into your body. I've said it before, I've said it again. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Some quack doctor out there wants to call in and try to tell me how vaccines are good. You know, he'll get the tongue lashing of his life because I am an educated human being, self-educated. It never stopped. When I left high school, it never stopped. Constantly paying attention to the new information coming out there. And I have a great understanding of what it is to be a human being and what real health care is. And I can tell you, and I will debate all the doctors in the world and explain to them why vaccines are illogical. And the only success that you can claim there ever was with vaccines was all due to the placebo effect. If you don't want to face up to that harsh reality, so be it. But at the same time, the concept of injecting poisons into a body to help a body do what it knows how to do already is friggin' insane. The doctors who trick themselves into believing their own witchcraft, own stupidity, from over 100 years ago, they were just ignorant. They didn't have the knowledge we have today of what makes up a human body, all the invisible aspects of a human body that their pharmaceutical medicine can't touch but it can destroy. It can't help. Your body knows how to heal itself. The doctors don't have, pharmaceutical doctors don't have any remedies for things. The true healing cures are out there. And ultimately, it will be the power of the mind that can cure the body. So we'd like to get onto those new technologies and bring on the event. I just gave you the address before. 2012portal.blogspot.com. Get an education and find out what I'm talking about when I say the event. This is going to change things forever, but we should bring it on as soon as possible. But in the meantime, we need to take control of the narrative, and we need to take control of these governments to dismantle them, because the current model that we are stupidly listening to is bought and sold, bought and paid for to kill us. That's right. That is the game plan. You know, there's no beating around the bush here. We know what they do with that. Not only do we know what they've planned, they've advertised their plans within the last 100 years. You know, slowly but surely, they've gotten you to accept that the agenda for them to get rid of all the people they claim are unnecessary is okay. And everybody who goes out and gets a vaccine is playing along with their game plan to destroy most of humanity. And foremost, you're destroying your own body. Your body is your temple. How dare you be so stupid as to allow some stranger with a white coat on or a nurse that you don't even know from anywhere stick a sharp object into your body and inject poisons and God knows what that they don't know what they're injecting into you. You don't know what they're injecting to you and you're believing the liars on the TV screen. This is all insanity. We can stop it immediately, you know, but we have to unite to do it, you know. I wish the truckers luck, but I don't think they're going to get the parliament to do everything they'd like them to do, because the parliament in Canada is just like the U.S. Congress and just like the parliament in the United Kingdom and all the other countries where the politicians know they don't have to listen to the protesters. Protests sometimes get some action, but this whole system is a waste of people's time and money and effort. Why do we have to bend over backwards and make drive trucks, you know, across continents to get the people who are supposed to be making the correct decisions do the correct decisions and get those people that have been given the authority to make decisions be responsive to what the needs and wants and real desires of the people want, not what the bribe money tells you to do. And that's what's wrong. Hey, you know, let's go back to the U.S. Constitution. 1776 was the Declaration of Independence, you know. Hey, great document first time and practical way to set things up at that particular point in time. But it wasn't long before the dark side began taking over. Started with the building of Washington, D.C. Listen, you can find all those details related to that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, it's an e-book, too. Simple, like the name of the show, Connect the Dots Theory. Though it's not a theory, but because I put that word in there, if you go Google it, they'll tell you the book is fiction. Simply because I use that word theory, you know? It's not a theory. It's an educational book. One of the most enlightening books of the 21st century because it's made for common people to read and gain an understanding to go beyond where the limited life we're being forced to live by our crooked, evil governments. That's right. They're crooked and they're evil. And they need to be dismantled. And we need to take control. We, the people, the regular people, need to start talking the conversation. Government is obsolete. You know, people, it's in my book, Connected Dots Theory. I coined the phrases. I make the statements that put all the pieces together. People respond better to agreements than laws cut in stone, you know, unnegotiable laws cut in stone. No, we don't respond too well to that. People, regular human beings respond better to mutual agreements. So if there's any kind of authoritative system, it has to be based on mutual agreements and the fact that the one group who's given the decision-making authorities cannot make the decisions. The larger group, the majority, the populace, the citizens are the ones who need to be making the laws. And basically, the people who follow the duties and the functions of an overseeing authority have to act in accordance with being a clerk. We, the people, will tell you what laws we want. And we can do an easy start by just wiping all the stupid laws off the book. Can you imagine trying to get the crooked governments we have nowadays to do that? That's why we have to dismantle them. If we ask them to dismantle themselves, probably they won't do it. In order to listen to easy requests, you think they're going to do that? You know, they don't want to lose their cushy job where they get to make decisions, get to take plenty of bribe money, and don't really have to do shit except make believe they're doing something. You know, we need to end this. It's a sham. It's worse than a circus. It's sickening, you know? It's as sickening as the scamdemic. There is no pandemic. It's a scamdemic, and it was in the beginning, and that's been proven already. You know, again, we have a crooked system. Even the judicial system is crooked. Well, you know, all the evidence has been uncovered already. Why do we have to go jump through hoops to get these governments closed down and these people, you know? We need to take them out one by one. First of all, they're all participants in crimes against humanity. You know, whether they want to be or not, they participated in it. And they didn't stand up and support the people and say, no, we can't do this. It's not true. No, everybody played along with the lie and all the bribe money that came their way because that's how crooked and unethical they are. What's the point of having a government that doesn't listen to you? There is no point. We don't need this. That's what makes them obsolete. And we have to start telling them this. Like, we can start with Parliament in Canada. It's a great place to start. The truckers need to get out there. And when the camera comes by, I want to tell Trudeau and all the crooked members of Parliament, you're obsolete. We don't need you. You don't do anything for us. You make our lives miserable. You have no common sense. You have no ethics. You listen to the bribe money. And you fail to even, are not even willing to negotiate with us. You know, we don't need you. You know, the only people we want in an authoritative position are people that will listen when we want something. When a certain significant number of people want something to happen, we need to be able to call you up on the telephone, and you better have people answer the phone, and we want to talk to you personally over the phone, and we don't want to have to make a damn appointment. And if we do make an appointment, you need to be there, and we don't need to go according to your schedule. You need to find the time every day of your life if you're in an authoritative position and an issue comes up. And we want to meet with you and instruct you what to do. If you can't be happy with the position of authority like that, where you're not, it's not on your shoulders to make the decision, the people will make this decision. And we'll have it all argued out before we go to you. And we'll know what the real science is and what the real science isn't. And we don't think you have the right to tell us and misuse your authority and create these make-believe emergency situations. The only emergency situation there is you, the government. You're out of control. You're evil. You're unethical. You're stubborn. You're obstinate. You don't know how to negotiate with the general public. You don't know how to listen to the general public. That's why we don't need you, and that's why you're obsolete. We have to start singing the obsolete song every day from this point on. You are obsolete. Justin Trudeau, you are obsolete. I don't want to pick you out of the crowd, Justin, but they picked you out already. You're the one of the biggest losers of all time. But then there's, hey, other ones. While I'm on the radio here, I might as well mention Jacinda, the woman down in New Zealand. Boy, she's worse than an evil witch. Why hasn't she been removed? Don't you understand? You can't ask her to leave because she's evil, has power, has money, and is not going to listen to you if you ask her to leave. So you better come up with plan two, because she's going to stab you in the back from now until the end of her term. And by that time, will there be any decent people left in New Zealand? You'll all be in concentration camps, because when she decrees that nobody but vaccinated people can be on the street, that's going to siege everyone, starve them to death. But the amount of work, or trick you, extort you into getting poison injected into your body, which will mean your death in a short amount of time. You know, that's an evil witch there. And whoever the moron is in Australia, there's another one. And then there's the young moron in Austria and Germany. Man, they are, you know, they must, forget about them too, you know, in France. Oh my God, another Trudeau. You know, these leaders and Bojo the Bozo over in the UK. You know, maybe you people listening to me, are not all aware of these characters. They're all losers. They're all unethical. They're all backstabbers. They're all, you know, misusers of authority. All of them. And they all need to go. And I don't want to even give mention to the so-called president of the United States. Oh, my God. What a pathetic, evil, unethical piece of crap that individual is. And I could talk for 10 minutes, a list of bad words that describe how despicable a human being. And this is allowed to go on. You know, just some more proof that America, our government, we can't do anything either. People, we're screwed by our own government, too. Come on, we got 535 people in the U.S. Congress. They're all bribe takers, basically. And they're not going to do what it takes to get rid of an insane person or a clone, whatever. You know, there's debate on that. Is that where is the real Biden? Is it the one we see on the TV? Is it the one who's dead already? Is it a clone? I mean, we don't even know. And why isn't that being seriously investigated? Come on, we can take it. Come on, you guys in the military. You claim you're good guys. You know, we know there's bad guys in the military, but you good guys in the military, you're supposed to be working with the Galactic Federation. Why can't you just take command of the situation, get rid of the saboteur in the White House, and get rid of all the other saboteurs in government, too. We know who they are. Come on, we'll point them out to you, and we'll point out where the evidence is. You should be able to arrest these people, bring them to trial, and get it all done in a couple of days. Yeah, well, why can't you do it that fast? Where's all the four-star generals? Why aren't, are they all been bought out, too? Not willing to order that, you know? Hey, the only reason I ran for president of the United States in the last election was because if I had that position of authority, I would give the orders to do what needs to be done and properly use my authority and try to get the people what they want and some real justice. You know, we're really getting screwed here in America. I mean, I don't understand. You know, there are half the government is Republicans, but they're just sitting down and letting the fool in the White House further destroy America. They're sitting back and doing nothing. They have the power to do something. They're doing nothing. Why aren't they calling in the Army and having this guy arrested or whatever, the Marines, whatever force does it? In fact, I don't understand, is there any decent people left in the Pentagon or in charge of the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, the Coast Guard? Why aren't you people in charge getting together and removing an obvious saboteur from the White House? You have a right to do that. You know? I don't know how they handle those things in Canada, but the group that in the military could probably do the same thing over there. You got saboteurs in your government. All the decisions are destroying everyone's lives. They're accomplices to crimes against humanity by promoting dangerous vaccines that are not even vaccines. They're concoctions of poison. purposely designed to harm people, and you can't prove they're not. Please. You know? And this is what needs to be talked every day on the news. We don't have access. And where are all you good? Aren't there any good people with a lot of money? If you're a billionaire out there, and I'm even calling out President Trump, come on, do something with that billionaire money you have. You know? You made a fair shot at being the president, but now that you're not the president, take that money and use it to give the people what they want. You know? If you don't know how to use all the billions you have to give the people what you want, you need to hire people like me who know what to do. And I won't have to ask a support team or a bunch of highly paid nerds to tell me how to do it. I invent solutions. That's why I ran for president in the last election. Everybody, if anybody had voted for me, we wouldn't be having any of these problems now. The pandemic would have been ended in less than a week because I know the truth about medicine and about bribes and about big pharma fake medicine. I know all those things, and we could have ended this so fast, like the snap of a finger. Apparently, everybody in America is stupid here. You all got conned into the old game, well, it has to be Democrat or Republican, and you all went out and voted to create the same stagmire we have in the Congress that'll continue. If you look back on all the elections, they're all pretty close. You know, 48% to 52%, 47% to 53%, 49% to 50% or something like that. And all the elections are very, very close. There isn't no big winning majority. It's been like that for a long time. The country is divided. It's kept divided by the New World Order. You know, it's their game plan, Democrats versus Republicans. It's all a scam. They're all crooks. They're all on the payroll of the New World Order, the bankers, the Illuminati, and what never gets talked about, the extraterrestrials, who are the real controllers of the New World Order, whether the ruling families want to believe it or not. That's why I talk about the Galactic Federation, because I've been following them. They claim they're here to save us. And, well, only time will tell. But I'm participating in what they're asking because it doesn't cost anything, you know? So things we all can do. We all can participate in the global mass meditations. Hey, there's one coming up, February 16th. You know, start looking for the date that it comes in your time zone. Just go on the internet. Twitter's a good place to find that info out. I told people before, you want to find out, we love mass, the hashtag we love mass meditation, or the hashtag Sisterhood Rose, are some of your best sources if you're on Twitter. And everybody should be participating. If you're listening to me, you should be participating in this, because if you have an understanding about beyond the physical participation and becoming part of the collective consciousness of humanity brings good light to planet Earth, increases the frequency of Mother Earth, increases our frequency. And when we get the frequency high enough, all the dark side won't even be able to interact with us. Meanwhile, they've got us tricked into arguing with each other, choosing sides. Here's the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's got to be this team or that team. Well, you know, it's not doing us any good perpetuating things like this. Just like two-party legal systems, it's not really a good idea, because you're always either one side or the other. I mean, to play games for fun is okay, but when you start attaching money to the games and start attaching authority to the winning side versus no authority for the losing side, all kinds of problems come up, just like we have today. But it's a recipe for controlling the world, and the New World Order are controllers. And that's what we have to break free from. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you were looking on the computer, you know what the number is already. Some of you tune in with a computer screen. If you're not, the number to dial in to give your two cents is 888-627-6008. Yeah, that call-in number is 888-627-6008. Anyhow, I've been asking, it's going on years now, for the Galactic Federation representatives to call into this show. What is their problem? Maybe they could get some more more response out of humanity if they were more responsive to just the simple request I'm making. No one's going to get in trouble by you and ET in a spacecraft, or you a starseed in human form here on planet Earth, to call in to this show unless there's talk. And we'll focus on conversation as exactly who is the Galactic Federation and why we should trust you and why we should participate, and how, and we can get a conversation going. Because, in case you're not aware of it, but you can easily find out if you go to that Blogspot site I gave you, 2012portal.blogspot.com. The plan is they are going to, with some hurdles to achieve, and they've got them. They've claimed they've taken down a lot of the electronic interference around our planet. They've claimed they've done a lot of other things too. But these things are not easy to verify. It'd be easy to verify if they called into my radio show here. Well, whether it is or not, it would be a step in the right direction. Because it's at the point now they're asking a lot of us to do a lot. And from the standpoint of the regular person on the planet, we don't really see how they've done close to anything. I follow the starseeds. They all can feel that they're connected, but most of the people on this planet are not connected. We're stifled because of genetic manipulation in the past. We have only two DNA strands activated. By participating in a global meditation, it will help you possibly open up some more of your DNA strands. By following the starseeds on Twitter, like I do, you'll get important information from them about exercises you could be doing to bring more light into your body, to open up your chakra energy system more, to reconnect with your higher self. These are all important things that need to be done. There's no getting around it. You have to do these things for yourself. And, it's your life. You're in charge, whether you know it or not. You've been given free will granted by God himself. And let's not have a stupid argument about whether God is female or male, he or she. God is neither. There was no, there was only God in the beginning. There was no identification of male or female. That came on way down the timeline. Long time there was no identity of male or female. But there was it was first established with the word, I don't know what you call it, pronoun, to identify a personality, and God is a personality, by the term him or he. Had nothing to do with sex or anything like that, okay? I just wanted to clarify that once again. So when I say God himself, that does not mean God is a man. It's the proper terminology. When Jesus walked the earth and the disciples asked him about praying, he says, he gave him the prayer, Heavenly Father who art in heaven, referring to God as the Heavenly Father. And as I've mentioned before, hey, the fifth apocalyptic revelation to humanity, given to humanity, fifth apocalyptic revelation given to mankind, clearly explains that God was just God. There was nothing else but God in the beginning. That's how you start from the beginning. The first two creations were the second and third personalities of God. God made himself into a trinity. God, the personality, the original source of all there is personally known as the Heavenly Father, the second source of the Paradise Trinity, which together are God, is the eternal Son. And no, Jesus is not the eternal Son. Jesus is the creator God. Look into it. Okay, but he's in charge of our set. He passed his test, last test on earth, to be given all authority on heaven and earth. And so the one we know on earth as the Lord Jesus Christ is the ruler of our universe, our section of the big, big universe. You know, the universe is broken down into little universes. And the Heavenly Father, the single original source of all there is the one who gives sections of the smaller universe to his creator sons, who also have creator daughters. And they get to rule over their personal universe. And we live in the personal universe of the one known on earth as Jesus of Nazareth, or Jesus Christ. Now, there's a lot of information on that, but, you know, I've said enough. I wanted to clarify the situation. You know, God is a personality now, works as a trinity. Once God created the second source and third source, the eternal Son and the infinite Spirit, he began to create the universe as a trinity. There was no universe before he made the first two creations. That's the story. You need a beginning story? Well, I just told you to. There's no beginning story before God. There was just God, the original source of all there is. And the first two creations were the eternal Son and the infinite Spirit. And he created, split his singular personality consciousness into three. And through the three, his three personalities as God and as separately, you know, there's seven possibilities there, permutations of three, began to create the creatures and the universe and the universes. Okay? Yeah, there's one universe, but the universe has small universes in it. And if God chooses, the Heavenly Father chooses to create an additional universe besides the big universe that has all the small universes in, well, he'll do that. You know, it's his prerogative. And don't get confused with that word his. I've explained it. So back to what needs to be done here. You know, this is an educational show. You know, I'm sharing knowledge and solutions on this show. Solutions to the problems will be real easy if we get rid of the rotten apples, you know, which is the current forms of government. And the best way to do that, as we can see, protesting accomplishes close to nothing. Very, very little. And the attitudes of the people who've been elected, it's pathetic. They're pathetic. They just wanted to get elected to have the cushy job, the big salary, and do the easy life where you really don't have to do anything. You get your people who work for you, your interns and stuff like that, and you just tell them everything to do, and you don't have to do basically anything except meet with the people with the bribe money. That's it. Well, we need to end that system, and the best way to end it is to take command of the situation. All concerned people, wherever you are in the world, understand this. We, the general public, have to do this. We have to set up a replacement government for all the crooked governments that are still ruling the world. Once we set up our replacement government, they will become obsolete, whether they like it or not. And in setting up this replacement government, we need the support of the police. And it'll be simple, you know? If you're a police person, or if you're a military, and we need the support of the military and your military people, so we need to be talking to the generals and stuff. We have a better way. Our replacement government knows all the solutions to all the problems, and we will listen to the people, and we will not impose anything on the people, and we will not take bribe money. And our replacement government, somebody screws up and gets caught with taking bribe money, they will be gone by the next day. These are the rules we need to play with. Wait till the next election. It's a con game. And it's impractical in this day and age when time is moving faster. Hey, anybody want to talk about how time is moving faster? Hey, that's a good topic to talk about any day. But right now we're talking about the truckers, and we're talking about setting up a government, you know? I mentioned it in last week's show. I put it out there in a couple of tweets, but apparently nobody's listening to me, you know? That's part of the problem. People like me who do have the answers, like I said, these solutions are not that hard to solve, really, but it does require physical actions on the part of the concerned people. A replacement government needs to be set up for every government in the world. It's not going to be the easiest thing to do, that per se, but we have to do that. Once we get the replacement government set up, we'll be able to solve all the problems very quickly. And when the next election comes, we should do this fast, you know? I like to get things done fast. Everybody listening to me should start talking to people tomorrow on, you know, personally or on social media. The game plan is to set up a replacement government for every government in the world, starting with the federal governments. And if the states don't want to become cooperative, we'll replace them with replacement governments too, and go down the line. Most people don't realize, you know, even in your local town, the laws, local laws, are made by the council members. You probably never get to talk to them. You never go to the meetings. And they get to make all of the decisions that puts money in their pocket, raises your taxes, and you get crap for it, basically. You know, we've got to end this this old idea that people can be trusted with authority. Actually, they can't. That's why in a replacement government, the rules of play are going to be, you screw up once, you're out. You're not willing to listen to people that come to you and expect you to come up with a solution or take their solution. I mean, truthfully, from the people, the intelligence level of the people that are presently in government, they don't have any intelligence. They don't. It's a stupid idea to go to them and ask them to solve the problem, you know? They don't even know how to be ethical, let alone solve a problem. That's why all the current, you know, federal government systems, we got to start at the top. That's the way to start, you know. It's been said, you know, with all the various explanations of how the Great Pyramids in Egypt were made, there's plenty of people out there floating the suggestion, and perhaps it's the truth, that the pyramids were made, the three Great Pyramids in Egypt there, were made from the top down. Well, I know that requires a lot of thinking, obviously. But I'll tell you this, and replace the governments from the position of the authority, we have to start from the top down, because the top legal systems rule. Have over the lesser ones. And that's part of the U.S. Constitution. I don't know what part that is of other, but I gather it's the general way, just like in England, the Parliament. The MPs make the decisions, you know? with their leader, who's a clown now, you know? And then, but as we see the problem, that's a good example to look at, the one going on in the United Kingdom. You know, basically a two-party system or even a three-party system, but there's never enough majority for one side to bully the other side out. And then we got to face the fact, too, that most of them are chickens. They're bribe takers, but they're also chickens. And that's why nothing gets done, you know, because they have no solutions to begin with. And the only one so-called solutions they promote are the ones they're given the bribe money for. Sad but true, but that's the way it is. And apparently there's a similar situation in Canada. You got an insane Looney Tune leader, Trudeau. Trudeau is a dodo. Yeah, I can say that because I've listened to him. He's a clown. He's an idiot. He's unresponsive to people. He's afraid. A big chicken now. Truckers are in the capital city, and he's afraid to even talk to them. The guy, why isn't he removed from office? You know, he's making the protests last longer by his inability to be a leader and his chicken shit nature, afraid to even talk to people that don't want to join in the New World Order plan that he's a puppet of. And I've looked on some of the interviews with the people, and one or two of them I picked up from people in the Canadian Parliament. And it appears their Parliament is just like every UK Parliament, just like our Congress. A lot of chicken shit people unwilling to give up their cushy position for doing what's right, you know, worrying that they're going to lose their bribe money if they try to vote an insane person out of office. We got the same problem in America here. There isn't been more insane president than the one we have now. I mean, a saboteur from the word go, traitor. You know, there's so much evidence to prove it. I don't understand how the military, the generals, unless they're all getting paid $10 million bribes or $100 million bribes, and there is enough money to bribe everybody in the world now. I've mentioned it before many times. With a fiat currency, the bankers, who are part of the World Control Unit, can print up as much money as they want. So they got enough money to bribe generals with $10 million, $100 million, whatever it takes, you know? And unfortunately, that's the situation. So maybe the second in command in the military need to take control and do what things need to get to remove all the bribe takers out of the military and then make the proper decisions and remove the traitors out of the White House. There's enough evidence. If you can't see there's enough evidence to prosecute the fool in the White House, you're not really paying attention. You know, the evidence has been uncovered already by the general public. All you have to do is take it and make sure it's done in a legal way. If you have to take it to a military court, then do it there because too many important judges are bribed. Look what happened to Trump. He had a lot of evidence to prove the election was fraudulent, yet he got stonewalled by the judges. Hey, judges get bribed all the time. I learned that when I was a teenager. Come on. Don't pretend they don't, you know? That's part of the problem. What's wrong with the legal system? I hear when the Galactic Federation lands their spacecraft, and they will eventually, the first two things they're going to get rid of because it doesn't fit in with galactic law, they're going to give us galactic law first, which will free us from the tyranny of the obsolete control mechanisms that are called government on this planet. And the Galactic Codex does not permit lawyers or judges. So, if you're a lawyer or a judge, you better seriously think about doing something ethical where you still have the opportunity, because you're going to be out of a job whether you like it or not. And believe me, from what I've seen in my life, judges don't do that much for the public, and the lawyers even do less. And so you have a short window of time to do something with your position of authority that would be beneficial to the general public. You know, it's been said that God listens to the prayers of those who pray for everyone, much more so than the people who just pray for themselves. Not that it's wrong to pray for yourself, but at the same time, understand in the mind of God, concern everyone being concerned for the collective group is an important part of loving consciousness, and God is a loving consciousness. All these fake gods of the religions with their wrath and anger, that's what they were, fake gods. You're going to have to face it. As soon as the event happens and the people in the spacecraft land, they're going to tell us all the falsehoods we've been brainwashed with. And it'll be a rude awakening for some people. But those of us that are aware and want to become aware and are of a spiritual essence, we all are a spiritual essence, basically, but a lot of us don't look at ourselves like that. You know, of course, we're taught the wrong things from birth. You know, we're taught the physical life is the only thing and you're going to die of it. But that's not the truth. We're all eternal spirit beings already, but we can lose that eternity if we start acting like the bad guys out there. You know, Soros, Pelosi, Biden, Schumer. You know, the list goes on to Trudeau, Macron the moron, Boris Johnson, Bojo the clown, and the list goes on and on. And, of course, that evil witch, I have to call her that because she needs to be identified and called out. Jacinda blah, blah. Yeah, the self-proclaimed princess of New Zealand, whatever you want to call her. I don't understand how people could be so stupid to elect such an unethical, doesn't care about regular people person. How could you be so stupid? Well, like the brainwashing technologies of today are some of the best. TV is really sophisticated. You know, I think the people in New Zealand ought to start while they're locked in their houses or prevented from working by the witch Jacinda. they ought to watch the movie called They Live. You know, people in Australia ought to watch that movie, They Live, and understand how bad it is. In fact, the people in all these oppressed countries need to watch that movie, They Live, and understand what we're up against. You know, it's that bad. It's even worse. And, the bad ETs are walking around there, some of them disguised as humans. They have the ability to do that one way or another. Technology. You know, we haven't been told what technology can really do. It can do a lot of amazing things. And, time travel is possible. But let's get back to Earth here for a minute and understand what's going on now. The truckers are trying to save the world, but they need more help. They can't do it alone. They need the lawyers and the psychiatrists now to start removing the people and the crooked governments, declaring them insane. And the truckers need to start uniting with people looking to form a replacement government. Keep repeating those words. That's the way out of this situation. Start forming replacement governments. You don't need the approval of a crooked government to do this. You just start up the replacement government, and then you start taking care of the things they were taking care of, and then the people will want to give you their tax money instead of the crooked government, and that will make end all the crooked governments. Once they don't have tax money, they're not going to go to work for nothing. You know? And defund the crooked federal government. And the best way to do that is really to set up a replacement government and convince people to send their tax money into that government. And eventually, we're going to eliminate taxes. But we got to do something in the meantime until the Galactic Federation gets here. When they get here, there will be no more taxes. That's why we want them to get here fast. Meanwhile, hey, we all need to help each other. I myself am a poor person. Any little money I get, I have to put it into the cost of doing a radio show. You know, I wasn't born with a silver spoon and nobody's sponsoring me, you know. I've got products out there to sell, but unless I can convince people to lend me a little support, I make zilch. And it does cost money to put these products out here, you know, it costs money. Make recordings, make videos, it costs money. Nobody's funding me. I get the money and the equipment to do all this stuff myself. You know, I got 25 videos out there on YouTube, you know. Those are freebies. But you can start helping me out monetarily by, one, subscribing to my show, you know, with some money support, you know. There must be somebody with money out there listening to me that has a conscience. If I had was able to get more money, I could be out there doing more for humanity. This is the most I can do, so I'm doing it. So I got two albums out there at CD Baby. You buy the stuff through Amazon now, or iTunes, stuff like that. Name of the album's American Party Song. And songs better than Dylan. You know, you can listen to them for free on YouTube. Other places too. That would be nice if you purchased one. It's something like 99 cents a song or something like that. Or just by listening to them constantly, I can collect some royalty money on them. So we're talking about a total of 35 songs out there, great songs. And you decide for yourself. Some of them are just timeless because that's the kind of songs I've written and recorded. So I'd like a little participation, a little help sent my way, you know. I'm out there every week. And my videos are out there 24/7 offering things for free. I deserve to get a little return for all the efforts I'm putting in. At least I believe I do. And there's plenty of money to be made by helping me. You know, I'm running for president again. Take some interest in a person who has all the solutions and it's non-political, you know? My campaign can be used to set up industries of new products because I am an inventor. I not only invent the product, I invent the sales program to sell the product, and I invent the procedure for manufacturing the product. That's the kind of person I am, you know? And if you're a decent person, you ought to be interested in supporting someone like me and my... Hey, visit my site on BBS Radio, you know. Click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots. You know, I'm listed as Sunday morning, 12 to 1 a.m. Central Time. If you're in New York, it's 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. So that's it. Go to the BBS schedule. Click on the name of my show. Click on my name. little bit of different information pops up each time. You can find your way to my presidential website. I'm using the same one from the last election. Just change the numbers when you get to it. So it says 2024. I'm the most qualified candidate. I have a cell-friendly phone site. So when you look on a little screen on a cell phone, you'll be able to read everything because I set it up so it scrolls down and the words are big to make it easy. That's what leaders should be doing for the people they're looking to serve. Make things easy. And, you know, we all need to help each other a little. So I could use a little help from the listeners, you know. You know, anybody with money, tell them to get in touch with me or get in touch with the radio station and leave contact number. I call people back. You know, it's more of a private thing to be talking on the phone nowadays than on the internet, you know. Even if you use sites like tutanota.com, there's the information is out there, you know. It's not really private. It's more private on a telephone, believe it or not, because they would have to pay somebody to listen to your phone conversation. And there's not enough money or people to listen to everybody's phone conversation. So if you want to talk privately, that's why I tell, hey, people, call into the show. ETs, call in, you know. You could have called in tonight. Why didn't you? You need to ask yourself that. You're listening to the show, if you're listening, if you're a starseed, if you're a galactic person that happens to hear about my show and tune in, you got to ask yourself, why didn't you call in? You had nothing to lose, and you could have helped the Human Galactic Federation, you know, getting along, you know, being introduced to each other. Increasing our communications, becoming friends, you know, all those things that were lost got missed out on tonight because people of the Galactic Federation didn't call into this show. You know, you want to start some community relations with the regular people. If you think you're going to land here and just talk to the people in the governments, damn, why even bother to land, you know? Jeez. I mean, really, you won't be doing us a favor by doing that. You should ignore these people, even. Talk to the general public and support us in setting up, you know, responsible authorities. The way government is played out in this world is corrupt, and the model can't be followed. And God only knows what's going to happen when you guys finally land and you start talking to the leaders of the countries who are idiots, basically. It's time to end the show. It's time to do the countdown. Hey, if you're listening, tell your friends to tune in next week. You know, hey, subscribe to my show. You know, I've been doing this show for 4 years now. I'm tired of working for nothing, you know. I mean, really, I'm tired of doing everything for nothing. You know, it means something when I do something for nothing. Donald Trump didn't take money for being president, but he didn't need the money either. He had billions in his back pocket. You know, I'm a day-to-day person, week-to-week paycheck type person. I've got no backup money. You know, any extra money I do, I put it into the show here or put it into my videos. So I could use a little support. And if anything, we should learn from the trucker blockades and protests is that people need to support each other. If we don't support each other, the elite have got us beat. And we don't want that. Okay, Mr. Engineer, time to take us out of here now. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.